Mexican border state cops honor fallen comrade. By Cartel Chronicles on March 21, 2023. Police in Tamaulipas gathered over the weekend to pay their respects to yet another state officer who died while trying to fight off a cartel attack. The killing comes at a time when officials are widely accused of protecting the Gulf cartel in the border state. In a solemn ceremony, the officers bid farewell to 26-year-old Christopher Angel Rivera Cervantes, a member of a Tamaulipas police force that was rebranded as the State Guard. Rivera died last week during shootouts in Rio Bravo, just south of Donna, Texas. According to information released by the state, officers were patrolling the city when gunmen began shooting to cover their escape. The officers called for backup and chased the gunmen. During the clash, the gunmen managed to shoot Rivera in the head. He died hours later at a local hospital. Authorities were able to eventually arrest two gunmen after the shootout. It remains unclear how many took part in the clash. In the aftermath, Tamaulipas Governor Americo Villarreal received criticism for taking hours to publicly acknowledge Rivera's death. A sus familiares y allegados enviamos nuestras condolencias. Reciben un abrazo fraternal con mucho respeto. pic.twitter.com/hnd3v1rxth. Americo Villarreal, at Dr. Avalarial, March 17, 2023. The politician has become known for using social media to primarily congratulate politicians and allies on their birthdays. Estimado amigo Vicente Joel Hernández Navarro et Tamaulipas salute deseo pases un feliz cumpleaños en la grada compañía de tus seres queridos. Te envío un abrazo afectuoso. Muchas felicidades Vicente. Americo Villarreal, at Dr. Avalarial, March 20, 2023. Top officials have been exposed for providing protection to the Gulf cartel in exchange for campaign donations and bribes favoring the ruling party. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by J.A. Espinoza and J.C. Sanchez from Tamaulipas.